David's Daily Digital Dollop. David's Daily Digital Dollop. David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop number 224. Yes, my friends, I know what you're thinking, but I thought your accordion was broken. Well, my friends, it is fixed. Sean and Michael are very impractically minded. They were talking about, oh, we're going to have to get this out on the insurance and we'll find somewhere to repair the accordion and, you know, it's going to be a big job to fix. Anyway, I've got it out of the case. I didn't dare look at it. I was too scared to look at it. Like, it's like a child in a way, you know, the accordion. I mean, it's not like... I like to put a nappy on my accordion. When I say it's like a child, I mean you know, you get quite taken with it. So I didn't dare have a look at it. I just trusted Michael and Sean when they said, oh, it's completely broken. It wasn't until I got the thing out of its case and had a look at it myself and said, well, it's just like, they are quite big cracks, but they can essentially be glued. Ben has glued it together. At first, Ben wasn't sure how my accordion would cope to being covered with sticky residue. I mean, I told him it didn't seem to affect it last time. And then he said, what do you mean by that? And I said, nothing, Ben. But what can I say? It was a rainy day, and I was drunk, and I was under a lot of stress. Anyway, Ben has glued the cracks. We put a bit of masking tape over the top, and it's working absolutely fine. In some ways, it's perfect timing for the accordion to be fixed, because it's just been fixed now, and in the next few minutes, we are expecting... And I know I said yesterday that Elsa, Ben's French girlfriend, Elsa's mother, is coming to stay. I know I said that it was going to happen this morning, but actually, because Elsa couldn't get the time off work, she is instead arriving tonight. And I've never met Elsa's mother before, but it means that I can make a brilliant impression, because in the next few minutes they should be walking through the door, you know, and I think she might be a little bit worried, you know, how we're going to get along, but as soon as she sees the accordion on me, it's an instant, it's like a peace offering almost, you know, she knows she's in safe hands with the accordion on, she's maybe a bit trepidatious, and then all of a sudden, the accordion, once I start playing French style... Then I think instant points. Oh, hello. Hello.
Very dear.
Well, hello.
He's welcoming you with a French
with an accordion. And it's not a deliberate thing. It's just Ben's fixed it.
Ah, it's good. So Dave, my mother.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Fine.
Good to meet you. How was the journey?
Oh. Long, very long journey.
Long journey, all
because
right.
I leave my home at 9 o'clock.
Hey. 9 o'clock in the morning.
I'm happy to be here.
Good.
Yes.
That the accordion has been fixed just in time for the two French people to get back.
Yeah.
And I can serenade them with the accordion there, you know, as a special French welcome.
Also, my English, it's not a good one. Oh,
no, it's... no, it's better than my French.
But English people are not able to speak another language.
No,
because their language is so famous and so...
I know. Well, we can speak in French, but it might be...
Dave isn't bad in French, actually.
Yeah. Pas
mal. Yes,
pas
mal.
No,
la musique est pas mal.
Oh, thank you. It's the nicest thing anyone's ever said. Yeah, the reason I'm wearing the accordion is because Ben has just fixed it. We were on a plane from Canada. The accordion didn't survive the flight. It had lots of cracks in it, but Ben has managed to glue it together.
And now it's okay?
And now it's okay. It's working absolutely fine, as you can hear. Yeah.
Anyone for a tea, glass of water,
Verdo? No, merci,
Non,
dis donc,
elles sont misérables, vos petites...
Ah, c'est parce que
no.
J'ai pris les
pas. Can I understand that? Poulet, it says something about chicken. Something like this, something about chicken. You've got to listen out for what words you can hear, Ben.
Mmm.
Mmm. I don't know what mmm means. What do you think mmm means?
Il faut acheter du saumon et du
fromage. Fromage, cheese. And cheese.
Yes. Confiture maison.
Saumon.
Confiture is jam.
Jam. Yes.
Yes.
I've done it.
David Eagle.
Apricot.
Apricot. Mm-hmm. La confiture d'apricot.
Right.
Excellent. It's going to be easy, this, Ben. It's just you're going to be outnumbered here. Yes.
Donc, on a vu la petite lumière, on a les bols sur le piano.
Piano, yeah.
Piano, easy.
I'm doing well. Piano, l'accordéon. Is it accordéon? Is that what you'd say?
Accordéon. We're preventing you from recording the
piano. No, that's all right. The dollop. How would you say dollop in French?
Gut.
Gut. That's really interesting, because if it's gut, which sounds like good, whereas in Gaelic, Scottish Gaelic, dollop is crap. So the French are a lot more optimistic about my dollop than the Scottish Gaelic people.
It is a kingdom of music here.
We've got the guitar, we've got the piano. Feel free to join in.
He's always got an accordion strapped.
Yeah, I don't normally have an accordion strapped.
To play.
Well, you can just do the singing.
Perhaps
a bit of... Non, je ne regrette rien. Non, je ne regrette rien. Non, je ne regrette rien. Excellent. Excellent. There we go. We've got tomorrow sorted out. Excellent. So how do you feel? Do you feel tired or are you wide awake? You're exhausted.
I think I was taught the word for tired. I'm trying to remember it.
Fatigué.
Fatigué.
Je suis très fatigué. Oh, tu sens fatigué?
Oui. In the back. I need to sleep.
Yes.
Little.
Well, bonne nuit.
Yeah, merci.
Bonne nuit. And we shall see you demain. le matin, demain.
Le matin.
There we go. It's going to be fine, this. It's going to be absolutely fine, people. Anyway, it's been a very strange dollop today, and I feel as if I haven't really done anything or said anything of interest. But sometimes that will happen. But hopefully you've enjoyed the new character. These are real people, but in my head, because I've got to do these dollops, I just think of people as characters when it comes to the dollops. Oh, that was a good character, wasn't it, ladies and gentlemen? I am starting to think of my friends, since doing these dollops, I started to think of my friends as characters. And I'm thinking, oh, that... They say something, and I go, oh, that'll be good for the dollop. Maybe at the end of the dollops, on the 366th, we should do a poll. Who have people's favourite characters been on the dollop? Will Elsa's mother be a contender? Who knows? An appearance has been made already, but tomorrow, who knows? When she was tired. Well, she was very tired. She said herself, je suis très fatigué, which means that she's tired. Just in case you're a bit confused when you first heard her say that, you might have thought, je suis très fatigué. She's telling us she's a very obese lesbian. thank you very much for listening, and we'll be back with something a lot more entertaining tomorrow. Oops. Ben, I think you've broken the accordion.